Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
To the relief of hundreds of householders around the country, the government has this afternoon announced that grants for energy efficiency projects on homes will be processed after all. The SEAI grant scheme was suspended last week, throwing more than 300 homeowners into uncertainty. Most had already spent significant sums in renovations in anticipation of receiving these grants of up to 60,000, and they faced seeing work on their homes coming to a halt. Fergal Keane is here with me. This announcement made at lunchtime today, Fergal.
By the Minister for Communications, Climate Action and Environment, Richard Bruton. And that came after an outcry by those people affected by this sudden announcement last week that this grant for the deep retrofit of homes was to be put on hold, pending a review. Now, that caused huge distress for people because applicants had mostly begun work on their homes because the evaluation system was taking a couple of months. The deadline for works to be completed was October. So what people typically did is they got it assessed, got an approved contractor to oversee the works, started work in the anticipation that they'd get this done. But now the belief is that the grant scheme was massively oversubscribed, but the suddenness of the termination left hundreds of people, over 300 people, in financial distress. And this is the Minister Bruton on the News at 1 today, announcing that all applicants received by the closing date of July would now, after all, be processed.
Well, I think the important thing is, I met today with the CEO of the SEAI, and we have decided that all of those over 300 projects which applied before the July deadline for the deep retrofit scheme, they will be processed. And we have lifted the October deadline for the completion of works, so they will be able to deliver their programmes. I think there's no doubt that suspending approval pending a review would have created too great uncertainty and too long a delay, and that had been the proposal. And I think that was unreasonable, and that's why we have decided to make a change in this. So this will give people reassurance.
What is this deep retrofit grant, Fergal?
It was a pilot scheme, a grant scheme which would help people radically improve the energy efficiency of their homes. Now, it was generous. It would cover up to 50% of the costs of the energy efficiency works, and it could be up to the value of 60,000. Now, some people I spoke to today said it effectively worked out at up to 40% of the total cost, but it was still generous. Now, it covered things like window replacement, external insulation, attic floor insulation, heating systems like heat exchange systems, that kind of thing. The closing date, as you heard there, was in July, and Minister Bruton then said today also that there had been a surge in applications at the very last minute. The works had to be completed by October. So, as I said earlier, what many people did was to get approved contractors to plan the work for them while their applications were being processed, start the works, and anticipation that they would then be paid. Now, on the airways last week, we heard many people saying that they had started this work. Now they were left with a hole, with a building site effectively where their home should be, and a shortfall of up to 50 or 60,000 in the amount of money available to them. Now, I spoke earlier to Siobhan Tuig in County Limerick. She was on the programme last week when the scheme was suspended, and she told me today about the extent of the works they had begun on their home and her reaction to today's announcement.
From an energy point of view, our house was a 1960s G-rated house, and with the deep retrofit we were bringing it up to a minimum of an A3 standard.
It's quite a big project and a lot of investment on your part.
And one we've been planning for the last 2.5 years, really.
Last week's announcement came out of the blue for you?
It was a shock. I mean, in the 2 weeks preceding it, we were being contacted by our energy agency, and we knew there was a delay in applications. So at that stage, we were already trying to be in contact with the SEAI and see what the delay was, and fearful that the grant would go. And then when it was announced last Wednesday, it was a huge blow. Our budget all of a sudden had an overspend of 40,000 that we spent the last 6 days really trying to see, was there any way we could downscale our project to afford the build? But ultimately, looking at it, then we were going to lose the A-rated house if that happened.
Today's announcement, again out of the blue?
Yes, out of the blue. This morning I was talking to our energy contractors again, just seeing was there any other alternatives, and looking through using other grants if possible. But it was, looking unlikely. So at 1 o'clock when that announcement came, it was brilliant. It was actually my father rang me and told me the good news, followed by multiple phone calls from the energy contractors. So it was great. Such a relief.
You're back on track for your build.
We're back on track, yeah. I mean, we had started works, so we were doing an extension as well. That work has been completed. So now hopefully we'll get our letter of offer in the next few weeks and we'll be able to commence the energy works and hopefully move in for the end of the year or the start of 2020.
But now it also looks as if this grant system is going to be terminated.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I mean, the Deep Retrofit, yes, it was a pilot scheme, but, you know, what it can do for people's homes from a health reasons, but also for comfort reasons of bringing these poor energy rated houses up to an A standard is exceptional. And it's something I'd hope to see that will be, you know, rolled out over the coming years. Even, you know, the level of skill that's involved from training the contractors from the external insulation to the heat piping to the plumbing. You know, it's such an industry that should really, I suppose, be accelerating.
Siobhan Toohey there. Fergal, did the scheme run out of money?
Nobody has actually said that, but that is the widespread belief that is what has happened. But the minister did say the way it was ended was wrong. And it really, what he said today was a bit of a rap in the knuckles for the Sustainable Energy Agency of Ireland. But it was a generous scheme, but and it also though appears to have been a victim of its own success, as people said to me. Homeowners were told today, though, that the October deadline was being scrapped, but that also that works should not now commence until people had got their formal approval letters of offer to go out next month. Now, the minister also announced today that a task force would be set up to drive forward plans to retrofit 500,000 houses. That's under the Climate Action Plan, but that could take a very long time. We tried to get a statement from the SEAI. They would only say that given the minister's announcement, they'd be working closely with the programme service providers in the days, weeks and months ahead to progress existing applications to the pilot scheme. Now, I also spoke today to Paula Kelly of the Tipperary Energy Agency. They're working on over 100 homes under the Deep Retrofit scheme. But last week's suspension and today's announcement came out of the blue for the company, and he told me what had been happening in the meantime.
I suppose after the announcement, a lot of us had to first deal with the fallout of the homeowners and a lot of stress in terms of a lot of the homeowners that were halfway through a retrofit job or had started the enabling works in terms of foundations and floors and so on. But realistically, we had to really try and figure out our best way to help people individually through other schemes that the SEAI would have to do the best for each of the customers, really. But I suppose in addition, the industry at large, and we would have been talking a lot last week, would have put people on notice. We cancelled three jobs. You know, a lot of the contractors would have very much focused on other work within a very short period of time.
Are you back on track now with all of those projects after today's announcement?
We certainly are in the process of figuring out exactly what we'll do. It's obviously very soon after the announcement.
What do you feel about the way all of this has been handled?
I think it's clear to say that the programme was a victim of its success. But, you know, I think in the context of Brexit and the context of the state's finances and all the things that are going on a macroeconomic scale, you know, we can see that the government is starting to wind back expenditure in the anticipation of Brexit. Maybe this was part of that. But we certainly, you know, there was a commitment of 8 million. There was applications of, I think, in the region of 20 million or so. So we can, you know, you can clearly see it's a victim of success rather than anything else.
Where do you go on sustainable energy houses from here?
Well, we have a real ambition in the Climate Action Plan of 500,000 houses by 2030. That's a significant number per annum, maybe 50,000. We need to drive skills and capacity into the market. We need to drive certainty into homeowners. And we need a long-term stable policy so that we can really drive the scale of ambition into this, because climate change isn't going away, and we know from this summer that it really needs drastic action, particularly in houses in Ireland.
And that's Paul Kelly of the Tipperary Energy Agency, ending that report from Fergal Keane.